Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In many of my previous podcasts, I've often talked about games released on Nintendo consoles, particularly those released on the GameCube. And the reason why, as you might have already guessed, is because the GameCube was my very first video game console, so I have a lot of fond memories attached to the games released on it. And one of these games, which actually turned out to be a multi-platform release, became one of my all-time favourites and was my introduction to the Sonic the Hedgehog series. And the game in question is Sonic Heroes. Released at the end of 2003 for all major gaming platforms at the time, being the Nintendo GameCube, PlayStation 2, original Xbox, and Windows computers via CD-ROM, Sonic Heroes was a high-speed action game where you controlled a group of characters together in teams of three. Each team has a character that fits within three different categories: speed type, who run the fastest and can perform homing attacks and tornadoes on enemies; power type, who are adept at fighting large groups of enemies and can even break walls and iron boxes; and flight type, who can fly over short distances and attack airborne enemies. Depending on which of these characters is currently the leader, the team will position themselves into a different formation: a single file line for speed type, side by side for power type, and in a tower formation for flight type. Compared to the past two major entries in the Sonic series, Sonic Adventure 1 and 2, where each level was themed after different areas of one connected world, Sonic Heroes decided to go back to the roots of its level design from the classic games of the 90s, where there was a much wider variety of level themes, since the levels themselves were not designed to be directly connected to one another. And perhaps because of this, there are many levels in Sonic Heroes that feel incredibly reminiscent of the levels from the classic Sonic games, such as the starting level Seaside Hill appearing to be a mix of elements from Sonic the Hedgehog's very first level Green Hill and Sonic the Hedgehog 2's first level Emerald Hill, but adding in seaside theming from Sonic Adventure 1's first level Emerald Coast. There are four teams in the game to choose from, each with their own story and difficulty levels. Team Sonic, consisting of Sonic, Tails and Knuckles, who aim to stop Dr. Eggman after he threatens to unleash his ultimate weapon to conquer the world, with their story being normal difficulty. Team Dark, consisting of Shadow, Rouge and Amiga, who seek revenge against Dr. Eggman, with their story being hard difficulty. Team Rose, consisting of Amy, Cream and Big, who are in search of their missing pets Froggy and Chocola, with their story being easy difficulty. And Team Chaotix, consisting of Espio, Vector and Charmy, who are hired by a mysterious client who requires their detective services, with their story involving a variety of challenges other than merely reaching the goal. But if you manage to complete all four teams' stories, along with collecting all seven Chaos Emeralds in the hidden special stages, you will unlock the final story, where all four teams face off against the true villain of the story, a certain antagonist from the classic Sonic games. But other than the main story mode, there are various unlockables in the game, including teaser trailers, a music player for the game's soundtrack, and a split-screen multiplayer versus mode with various unlockable challenges. Though the game received mixed reviews, Sonic Heroes was nonetheless a commercial success, selling nearly 3.5 million copies. Other than the game physics receiving criticism, a lot of the game's criticism at the time was focused on the large number of characters and excessive dialogue, with some reviewers claiming that the extra characters and their teams padded out the game, had annoying voice acting, and even went so far as to say, "We play Sonic games just for Sonic. No one cares about these peripheral characters," which I think affected the future Sonic games, as Sonic is the only playable character in the majority of them. But regardless of these stuffy criticisms, I love Sonic Heroes because of its large and diverse range of characters. In fact, that's precisely the reason why I took to the Sonic the Hedgehog series so quickly. Were it not for all the additional characters, the Sonic series wouldn't have been so interesting over the years, would it? And yes, as rough around the edges as Sonic Heroes may be for many, it will always remain as one of my favourite games of all time. Join me again next time